The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Some of the crowd who heard these words of Jesus said, "This is truly the prophet." Another said, "This is the Christ." But others said, "The Christ will not come from Galilee, will he? Does not Scripture say that Christ will be of David's family and come from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them even wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. So the guards went to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, why did you not bring him? The guards answered, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." So the Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, is accursed." Nicodemus, one of their members who had come to him earlier, said to them, "Does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and finds out what he is doing?" They answered and said to him, "You are not from Galilee also, are you? Look and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." Then each went to his own house. The Gospel of the Lord. That's an interesting little phrase in the end of the Gospel this morning. Then each went to his own house. So it's not just each one going away, going home, so to speak. There's a much wider interpretation to that. Each went away convinced of his own opinion and that he was right. And so, looking at the Gospel this morning, I think we can honestly say that human nature never changes. And what was happening the first Holy Week, or time leading up to Holy Week in Jerusalem, or the Passion of Christ, is happening also at this very, very moment all over the world and here in our own country. People are divided, passing judgments, condemning, not knowing all the facts, and castigating people from where they came rather than who they are. And I think if we look back on our own lives and we're honest, most of us have indulged in that kind of thing. Maybe we have an air of superiority, or we keep separate from people. We don't want to be involved with certain people. We judge people from the outside, not knowing what is in their hearts. And that is what Jesus, or that's what was happening to Jesus in the gospel this morning. And also in the first reading is what happened to Jeremiah. So human nature never changes, never changes. And even in the time of Jesus, there you get an example of racism in the gospel this morning. How can anybody good or any, what good is it if you come from Galilee? How can any good person or decent person come from Galilee? And isn't that being said by many people today, whether you come from South America or Asia, wherever you come from, why should that make a difference? Why should we look down upon somebody because they're not American or they're not this or they're not white or they're not Catholic? Why should we look down on somebody? We have to ask ourselves, when we feel like that and when we feel like judging, what makes me so special? What makes us so special that we can do that? The only thing that makes you special and makes me special is that we are loved by God. God loves us absolutely. That's the only thing in our lives that really matters. And we are not made special by that. Everyone is in the same group. Everybody, no matter where they come from, participates in the absolute love of God.